This is Jesse Goldberg-Strasser, joined by Toronto Blue Jays pro coach and performance coach, pro scout, I guess I should say, and performance coach, Steve Springer. Here, Steve, you carry with you quite a resume, and not only that, you carry with you quite responsibilities. It's your job to scout the Angels, but even more than that, we were talking about this, you make it your living to go around to every single team in the organization. And tell me specifically, what is it that you do here specifically with the Lugnuts?
Well, you hit it right on the nose. I scout the California Angels. I got their whole system, rookie ball to the big leagues. I write a report on every player. And then I go to all our clubs and talk about the mind, the mental side. Mm-hmm. And I played 14 years in the minor leagues. I spent 11 years in AAA. I had 1,600 minor league hits, and I had two hits in each league in the big league. So I was sort of a legend in the wrong league, but it sort of set me up for what I'm doing now. I feel that I learned the mental side when it was too late. You know, and in my first 7 years that I played, my whole goal was to hit 300. And all of a sudden, I'm 0-for-4, and I'm looking at that lineup, man, if two guys get on, I got to hit again, because I didn't want the at-bat. And then finally, I figured out how evil the batting average is. Yeah, I call it Satan in my CD. You know, it's absolutely destroyed. Nothing in baseball destroys a young minor league player like the batting average. My goal can't be to do everything right and go 0-for-4. And so the Blue Jays have hired me, and we put together a quality at-bat champion once a week. So we got opening day every Monday throughout the organization, and we're winning games. You know, these players like it. You know, we have three winners, three $25 Outback gift certificates to the top three guys who have the most quality at-bats. So now it's not about getting hits. You know, now my whole thing is to try and have these guys on Saturday be 0-for-4 and want the fifth at-bat, because they don't have to get a hit. You know, it's about being a great competitor. You know, and I tell these kids, if I get you to do four things every day, one, walk up to the plate with confidence, two, have an attainable goal to hit the ball hard, attack the inside part of the baseball and hit it properly, and help my team win that day. And if you get nine guys on that page, it's going to be good. Because, like I said, I mean, there's no truer statement in my CD. If you want to have fun, get hits.
Define
a way to do it.
Define a quality at bat for me.
Well, in any hard hit ball, all we're looking for is hard contact, right? If you hit the ball hard, you win. If you get hit, it's a bonus, okay? Obviously, get a guy over, runner on second, nobody out. Get a guy in from third base with less than two outs. Just hit a ground ball to short, right? Any hit, any RBI, any walk, any hit by pitch, and any hard hit ball is basically what we're looking for. And when you get these kids to really get it, and some of them do, but it's a process, because you almost have to fail a little bit to really get what I'm talking about. And, you know, our organization's winning. We're like second in all of baseball in winning percentage. And, you know, our coaches are doing a great job. We got a great staff here in Lansing. They work their butts off. But as much as we work on mechanics, trust me, it is about the mind. It is about how do I be a great competitor five times a night. And I know for a fact that that batting average is evil. It is Satan. It destroys more young careers than anything in the game.
At what point did the light bulb turn on for you about all this?
When I was 28 years old, and I was MVP in my AAA team my last 4 out of 6 years, and I can't get a call up in September. I'm convinced that Abner Doubleday invented the batting average so pitchers could have a chance. Because if he said success is just hitting the ball hard, pitchers wouldn't have a chance. He said, you know what, I'm going to mind screw the hitters. Right? We got to put something else into this to where it can't be that easy. And when your goal is just to hit the ball hard, that's attainable. I could do that every night. Everybody says you have to have an even keel in this game. It's because that batting average will bring your butt down. Yeah. You could have a high keel every night if you have an attainable goal, just to hit the ball hard. And when you do that, it's good.
And you've put together a CD and a DVD toward these ends, right?
Yeah, it's been – I made a CD, just an audio CD for about 35 minutes. I got kids all over the country listen to it. You know, I speak to colleges. I spoke to Arizona State, who's the number one team in the country.
That's right.
I spoke to University of Oregon. They're in the regionals. UC Irvine, they're in the regionals. Mm-hmm. USC, they didn't get there. And Notre Dame flew me out to Notre Dame to speak to their team. So at that level, we get these kids at a young age to figure it out and to know that how important the mind is. And too many players let their mind get in the way of their ability. It's going to help them. I want these kids to learn it by the time they're 23, 24, not when it's too late when they're 28 like I did.
Who have you seen on the Lugnuts putting together the consistent process, putting out those quality at-bats consistently?
Well, I think a lot of the kids are doing it. I think Ochenko, I mean, Sean, he gets it. You know, Goins is getting it. Shrimp gets it. you know, a lot of the kids are getting it, but a lot of them it's new to. Mm-hmm. You know, they've never really heard anything like this. Yeah. And so, it, like I said, it takes a little bit of time. But throughout the organization, I mean, we got some kids that are pounding out good at-bats. And that's what it's about. I mean, if I took two teams, one team, I'll give you $1,000 for every time you compete, hit the ball hard and help your team win. And I went to the other team, I said, I'll give you $1,000 for every time you get a hit. What team you want to be on? I mean, yeah, for sure we want to be on the team with an attainable goal. And that's what I'm getting these kids to be. You know, and I talk to them, I call them on the phone, you know, during the season.
So when we speak quality at-bats, when you talk to a player who, let's say, has never heard the term quality at-bats before, where do you even begin to introduce him to the notion, forget about his batting average?
Well, I talked to Aaron Hill the other day. I was in Angel Stadium, and he had my CD in college. And I haven't seen him in 8 years. and I talked to him, Spring, what's going on? And he was like, oh, man, how are you, Spring? I was like, how's that batting average treating you? And he's like, oh, every reporter that ever talks to him, they bring it up. I said, buddy, you're one of the greatest competitors in baseball. This is about bombs, doubles, ribbies. It's about tonight. Mm-hmm. It's about helping this team win tonight. Get rid of your batting average. That's how I introduce it. The batting average for me, it's evil. It's just such a mind, you know, a mind screw. It'll just screw you up so bad, you know, you can't do everything right and go 0-for-4.
Well, so now you've got the coaches charting those quality at-bats, right? Because you've got the competition throughout the system. How do you have them decide, all right, this was a quality at-bat for this player?
Well, like we talked about, it's doing those seven things that you could do to get one. All whether right. It's a walk, a ground ball, get a run in, get a guy over, any hard hit contact, any RBI, any hit. Do I think a 2-0 jam shot's a quality at-bat? No. But because my whole goal is to create confidence, That's 80% of the quality at bat. How do you feel when you walk up to the plate? Are you confident? Well, if your goal is just to hit the ball hard, you should be. But I talk about watching the pitcher. I say, you don't have 5 at bats a day anymore, guys. You got 15 to 20, but 10 to 15 of them when your buddies are hitting. And then that pitcher's the exam, and he's going to give you the cliff notes if you watch him,
yeah,
right? But we're screwing around in the dugout and, you know, playing grab ass instead of watching the pitcher, every pitch he makes, knowing what his out pitch is. Too many players try and hit the fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. Oh, they try and hit everything, and they're not ready for anything. I want these guys sitting on a pitch. Too many players look for something they want to hit rather than what they're going to get. And once I figured that out, all of a sudden my production doubled.
Who are the guys over the course of these years who you've seen the biggest changes with, the breakthroughs?
Well, Dan Murphy with the New York Mets. Mm-hmm. I mean, he told me that he listened to my CD over 800 times in college, and he spent a year and a half in the minor leagues. I was told by the coach that Longoria and Tulowitzki listened to it at Long Beach State. Never talked to them. This is what their coach told me. You know, I got a lot of kids all over the country playing pro baseball. Jake Marisnik, one of our stud players, I've been
probably
talking to
him. Probably see him here in Lansing later.
Hopefully. I mean, he's a stud. I mean, this guy's, you know, he's a five-tool player. But I've seen five-tool players not get out of A-ball because it's about the way we compete. And it's about, you know, can I be a great competitor? Can I handle failure? We're playing a game of failure. We have to learn how to do it. And when you learn how to fail, you know what? It's an easier game.
Makes sense. Finally, pro scout. Scout the Angels. All right. What's the scouting report on them right now? What would you tell the Blue Jays if they went and asked you for your report on that whole ball club?
Well, they got some good players. And, you know, every organization is going to have the good players. This kid Trout that Cedar Rapids has. I mean, I got him running a 3.93 down the line and beat out a ground ball to third base. I mean, you just don't teach that. You know, they got some good pitchers. They got some good, you know, some pretty good hitters. They got them sprinkled out through organization just like everybody does. But it's been a great job. I mean, come on, I get paid to give my opinion? Okay. Yeah, I'll take that job.
Excellent. Steve, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Right. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball and Classic Hits 92X.